This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Burris, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, to our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police. Let's not forget about our hospital and ER workers, too, our 9/11 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on a third watch right now, and I mean everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R, and we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where if you can't get our radio show anywhere else, it's streaming live right there right now. And then during the course of the day, it plays the loop of the current show, whatever this last show was that we did, over and over again until I come back live again at 2 o'clock the next morning. And by the way, our podcast is also over there. Okay. Joining us right now from the frozen tundra, and it probably is tonight, it's Ron Edwards. Good morning, Mr. Ron Edwards, and there they are, and they're not going to be there long because it's 62 degrees and clear, and they're wearing coats. That's sweaters, coats, and there they go. There they go. Oh, it's got to be cold up by you because I was just talking about how the snow that's up there north of you.
Well, it's a bit chilly. It's not that cold. It's not freezing yet.
Okay, you don't have what they got down below you where they do have some really cold weather. They got a big cold front moving across 64 and 70. Okay, let's get the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because after all, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. First of all, Flip is saying, good morning, Ron Edwards.
Well, good morning, Flip.
All right, we got a sense of humor in this crowd. I'm going to start with something here. That's not necessarily where we were going to start, but it's because of the fact that this bunch of fools in the Democratic Party, the progressives, the communists, hardcore freaking just antagonists, are going after Senator Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema, calling them a racist and all these symptoms, the J-Appel of all things, the president of, I guess it's a progressive group or whatever that is in the House, called him a racist senator and this, that, and the other, and simply because he won't support their endless spending where they just want to throw money up against the wall and see if it'll stick.
Well, these foolish leftists to think that they can stop anyone from exercising just a bit of common sense by throwing the word around racist, racist, racist. Anytime they disagree with you now, you're a racist. And thank God for Manchin so far and Sinema also holding fast. And you know, the issue that they're bringing up is common sense, in my opinion. I mean, what the Biden administration wants to do financially to this country is just, it's criminal, in my opinion. And kudos for Manchin to, you know, for standing up so far.
Yeah, well, we know what they want to do. It's the fundamental transformation of America, including our financial system. Okay, well, here we go. 9,000 New York City workers, including firefighters, police, EMS workers, also a couple thousand firefighters called in sick, called the red flu, some police officers with the blue flu, some EMS with what we call the green flu because they have green lights. These 9,000 workers, New York City workers, are on unpaid leave now after the vaccine mandate. And, of course, the mayor goes, well, I guess they'll come back to work when they realize they're not getting paid and they have to get the vaccine.
Yeah, that's pretty good. The mayor of New York is a fool.
He's a dope.
I wish I could tell him that to his face. First of all, I thought if you took a so-called vaccine, which technically it is not, but if you took a shot, right, and it's supposed to protect you from said disease, and there are other people around you who are not protected, what is the problem? Who chose, you know, others chose not to take the same shot. What is your problem if you're protected?
Well, I don't know what the problem is, but I came up with a solution to this, and one of my friends, Ed, wrote about it after I thought about this. Why don't we take all the unvaccinated firefighters, put them in firehouses by themselves, you know, with the EMS guys and the cops and all that stuff, and let them have their own little precincts, and that way they'd still be on the job and not be sitting there not collecting money, and let the vaccine guys stick together. If that's what you want to do, let's do it that way.
That would be good. And then they'll find out something, too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people that have taken the shots have also gotten the Corona China virus, including Sackhead Saki.
Sackhead Saki, I love it.
Yeah. She took it.
Saki.
And guess what?
Yeah.
She's flat on her back now with the Corona China virus. And that's fairly, I'm not going to say it's real common, but it happens all across the country, the world.
Yep.
So there it is.
All right. Now, we've got 19 states that are suing the Biden administration over the vaccine mandate. There's 23 Republican states, and I would have thought every one of them would have been in the middle of this, but they're not.
Or you got a few rhino Republicans who don't. But it's technically 20 states now with Ohio joining in.
Okay.
But anyway, let's finish this on the other side of the
We break. Will. So hold on. Coming right back with more folks in an Edwards Notebook, too. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and it's time for Ed Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, and we're going to play that Edwards Notebook for you right now.
What if the United States was already sold lock, stock, and barrel to another nation? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. We all know that the United States of America has been the greatest and most generous nation on earth. But just suppose that our republic, with a government of, by, and for the people, was sold off bit by bit by bit to another nation of the oppressive communist persuasion. The government of, by, and for the people, without the permission of the people, sold off our national assets, valuable real estate, natural resources, and even gave control to a foreign power over our national voting apparatus. To add insult to injury, what if the government of, by, and for the people was no longer by and for the people, but rather nothing more than a government of, by, and for a vast assortment of leftist globalist elites, all kowtowing to an emerging communist superpower? Just saying. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go. The RonEdwards.com is the place to go. And when you go over to the RonEdwards.com, make sure you check out the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display that's right there at the website, because you can use the promo code RE20 to save yourself 20% on the coffee that's there. Now, I make iced coffee out of this, and I got the iced coffee right here in front of me, and there it is right there. Delicious. Delicious. with a duh. And, of course, constitutional grounds coffee is, Mr.
The
Ron,
coffee you want in your cup.
You betcha. And it's really good. And, by the way, George bought some George Godfather, and I haven't heard from him yet this morning. But he always says hello to you, so I'll say hello already because I know that he would do that if he was up and at it right now. He may have had a long night last night. He may have been gone somewhere. He's always busy doing something.
Well, I want to give a big thank you to George and everyone who's been reaching out and getting this coffee, and thank you very much.
Speaking of reaching out, let's reach out to Backgammon Bob. I know he's got a question. Mr. Backgammon Bob, go for it.
Yes, sir, Captain. Do you think there's going to be any cheating in the election today? And if there is, then can we stop it? All right.
Do I take this to mean, too? They're going to try to do anything they can to win this race. Don't let anybody fool you. The only thing is that guess what we've been doing, Ron?
Telling the truth.
Yeah, but guess what we've been doing? We've been sitting by those ballot boxes where they've got them stuck around different parking lots and whatnot where you can put your absentee ballot and all that stuff. They've been watching them 24/7. They've been following some of these fools around that have had a reputation for doing things before. And if they do anything at all other than just blow their nose somewhere instead of trying to sneak ballots and this, that, and the other, they're going to blow them in. But what's going to happen, don't know. But they've been watching them. Will they try to cheat? Of course.
Yeah, we have to still watch for what they can do electronically too. After all the votes,
they are watching.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and not be allow themselves to be kicked out like they were in Detroit and other cities in the last election cycle. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
keep it up.
Now you wanted to finish talking about the states that have sued over the vaccine mandate.
Yeah, I'm glad that it's now 20 states that are doing this. But I join you in being a bit of disappointment, a little disappointed, because I think there are 23 or 24 Republican-led states, governor-wise, and not all the Republicans are joining in this effort, which I think is kind of disappointing. But I shouldn't be, after all the rhinos that do populate the ranks. The Republican Party. So, but it's still a disappointment.
Yeah,
and there should be more.
Okay. Now the Virginia governor's election is on right now. The election starts. Let's see. The polls open at 6 a.m. So all hell will break loose about 10, I'm sure. And there's going to be a big turnout today. I'm sure of that too. But we also have the New York City mayor's race going. I just talked to Chris Markowski about that. Apparently, that's a close race too between Curtis Silva and Eric Adams. They spent the day yesterday crisscrossing New York City. And we've also got this vote that not very many people are talking about. It's the public safety bill in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with the police department and the future of it on the ballot. Either they're going to have it or they're not.
Yeah, that's a real sticky situation up there in Minneapolis. And prayerfully that they will get a favorable vote, because you're right. Either they'll have police or they will not. And what a beautiful city to waste on such an effort of many in the Democrat Party who want to get rid of the police, the thin blue line, for their own nefarious efforts to destroy this country or fundamentally transform Minneapolis into an S-hole. So, man, I just pray that the vote comes out the right way.
Well, we had yesterday up there in Virginia that got nastier as Youngkin called out Terry McAuliffe for his latest racial accusation, talking about, well, we have 50% of the blacks and 80% of the teachers are white, and we need to get racial diversity and blah, 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 this, that, and the other. He just threw that out there, and I don't even know if it's true or not. I've yet to be able to figure it out. I've tried to check it a couple ways, and I've yet to see it. But Anderson Cooper on CNN really threw one at McAuliffe. He said, if McAuliffe loses, he can thank his own arrogant self and out of touch with his out of touch statements.
Absolutely, that is so true. But McAuliffe has always been like that for a long time. He's had a horrible career. He's been elected, of course, but he's had a horrible career.
He's a Clintonista.
Working against the people.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord have mercy, if he's elected, Virginia's done. It's over. This man wants to destroy. I mean, he doesn't like parents. He doesn't want parents to have to exercise their God-given right. In fact, it's not just a right, it's a duty for parents to train up a child in the way that they should go so that they would not depart from righteousness. But this guy, my God, he believes that parents do not have a right to be concerned about what is being taught to their children.
But you don't need to worry about the school district because he's on the school board and there's no CRT being taught in any of their schools.
Oh, absolutely not.
Until you ask the students.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But see, that's the thing. We are becoming more and more, worse and worse when it comes to the quality of education, when it comes to math, science,
yep.
History,
yep.
And the like. We're the most, educationally corrupt nation in the world,
yep.
Amongst the industrialized nations. We're the worst.
Yeah. Now, more Americans are saying that Joe Biden's mega spending bills are going to hurt them than help them. This is a Democratic poll that revealed that, by the way, as Senator Joe Manchin is saying that the progressives are holding the infrastructure bill hostage as he himself is being attacked by the squad.
Well, you know what? I almost said something. But anyway, bump the squad. This is another...
Thump and bump. Thump and bump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's go, Brandon. There you go.
Man. Anyway, you got 34% of Americans that are equally divided on whether the bills to help will help or hurt the economy. Just 6% think that the spending measures worth close to $3 trillion when combined, will have no effect on the economy. That's retarded. You don't spend $3 trillion or more. Actually, it's going to be more than that. When you combine everything.
About four and a half.
It's about, yeah. Closer to five. And about 25% are unsure of what the effect will be. They need to do a little reading. But when it comes to their own personal finances, Americans say that they are concerned about potential ramifications from the spending packages. And more dangerous than that, this combination of spending and other measures would destroy this economy, would destroy our country, would make it impossible for you and I to make a living, make it impossible for parents to do their job as dutiful parents.
Mm-hmm.
And our rights would be greatly, greatly reduced.
Okay.
Or they get their way.
Now, because we're running out of time and we only got about 30 seconds, Christmas 2021 experts anticipate the most expensive Christmas in decades as inflation and the supply chain crisis lingers, and it ain't going to stop.
No, it's not going to stop until these individuals that are running our economy are thrown out of office.
All righty. Well, there comes the music, and it's going to cut you off here in a second. So I will talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
All right,
we're all. Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be right back with more. And Kathy is going to get, well, I'll give you the phone number. If you want to opine, it's 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600, and I'm coming right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Addressing his fellow world leaders at the 26th Conference of Parties Climate Summit, President Biden apologized for the United States' decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Biden also suggested that Americans had been slow to acknowledge the perceived threat from the climate change theory.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin's press statement Monday says he won't support the partisan reconciliation bill Democrats are negotiating until there's a greater clarity about the impact it will have on the country's national debt and the economy.
There are some House Democrats who say they can't support this infrastructure package until they get my commitment on the reconciliation legislation. It is time to vote on the BIF bill, up or down, and then go home and explain to your constituents the decision you made.
President Biden will hold a press conference from Scotland this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mark Walters. We appreciate that. Don't forget, you can catch him on the Monster Cast Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on many of these same stations. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. That's right, Moss Nissan. You know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up in the upper Midwest, and as far west as, ready for it, Phoenix, Arizona. Yep, Phoenix, Arizona. A father drove all the way from Phoenix with his daughter's car to trade it in on a car that she saw at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey that she wanted. Now, she was going to college at Tampa, so he came over, traded the car in, made the agreement, did whatever had to be done, and took it down to his daughter, and that was it. End of story. Amazing, but true. Now, the fact of the matter is, it all starts with Moss Care, and that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss, because even though there's a shortage of vehicles around the countryside, this, that, and the other, and all that, they have got the vehicles there. Now, that's because they've got dealerships in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon, in another month or two, to Brooksville, Florida. Now, you can find out more about them online by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, got a trade-in
Well, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage. They're up about 25% from where they were in January. So you can upgrade your ride right now, get more for the car that you got, and away you go. Now, don't forget, their policy is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. They work very hard at being that. And you can also test drive the all-new Rogue, which happens to be the hottest SUV in the market. And by the way, the inside of the Rogue has got as much room as the Murano right now. They made some amazing changes in that Rogue. You're going to like it. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com, M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that is going to save you some money. Yes, sir, buddy. All righty. Now, it all starts today. This is the age of reckoning is no more. This is the deal right now. Virginia, the polls open in, let's see here, 24 minutes, 6 a.m. Polls open in 24 minutes, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And it's going to be interesting. I think they're going to have a big turnout. The weather's going to be cold, but it's going to be nice. As far as any bad weather, that's not going to happen, just a little bit cold. So people will be showing up to vote. If it's a large turnout at these polls, you can pretty well be rest assured that we're going to have a very close election. Now, I understand there was 1,000,001 or something like that absentee ballots already turned in. And somebody said, oh, that's all the Democrats did that. No, 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 not so fast. The Republicans have learned how to do absentee ballots, too. They've learned how to do that. Matter of fact, I vote by absentee because I can't be there on polling day. Let's put it this way. I could be there, but I'd lose sleep. I don't want to do that. So I just do my vote and send it in. But there you go. And a lot of people have learned how to do that. So it is what it is. And the best part about it is you've got a lot of races, a lot of local races going on today. And what we need to remember is this. This is 2021. Remember, I've been telling you for months, it all starts right here, right now, this year, with the turnaround that we need in this country at the local level. Think nationally, act locally. Vote these people into office because all these people start at this lower end of the spectrum and work their way up the ladder, the professional politicians, as we like to call them. They start locally and they work their way up the ladder. A town councilman could be a state's rep, a state senator. Then they become a congressman. Then they become a U.S. senator. Then they run for president, and you know how that works. Or they just stay in the Congress for 20 years, which is something else we need to do. If we get the right people elected to office, we could have term limits. Think about that. We could have term limits. Two terms in the Congress, you're out. Take your pick. Two in the House or two in the Senate or one in each. And you're gone. See ya. Think about that for a second. No more professional 30-year politicians sitting there in Washington, D.C., getting money stuffed in their pockets for all these political favors, because that's what they do. The longer they're there, the more money they get. Think about that. You can't do it, but they do. They do. And when you do elect someone to office, see if they'll limit themselves to term limits, a couple of terms. See if they'll do that. That tells you more about the person that you're electing, that they don't want to be a professional politician. They just want to go up there and do what they need to do, represent the people, get things done, and away they go, and give it to somebody else to do what they can do. Now, if they're really that good, fine, you might want to have them for another term, 3 or 4 or whatever. But for God's sake, 30 years, 40 years, these people are up there. Stop the nonsense. Stop the nonsense. Because, again, as I said, they go up there and they get money stuffed in their pockets, literally, for following the lead of the lobbyists, whatever the lobbyists want done. Now, the Republicans have sounded the alarm about the sweeping immigration measures that are in this Democratic spending bill as the House vote gets closer. A lot of people don't know what's in the bill. And they've had ample time to read it. You have to read the bill to be able to vote on the bill. Unlike Nancy Pelosi. Well, we have to pass the bill to see what's in the bill. No, uh-uh. No, 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 no. So we'll see what happens. And oh, by the way, make no mistake about it, you folks that are out there watching this Virginia thing. This Virginia race has actually become a referendum on the Biden presidency and where we go from here. If we can defeat Terry McAuliffe in Virginia, if we can defeat Terry McAuliffe, it's the start to the turnaround that this country needs. The Democrats are going to go ballistic, but I don't care. They need to go ballistic. They need to understand what they've done to this country is wrong. Anybody that's supporting this Democratic administration and what they're doing to the United States of America needs to be loaded onto a boat and sent back over to Africa or wherever in the hell we can send them. I don't care if we send them to Africa, to Egypt, Iran. Send them to a communist country. If they want to be communist so bad, let them go to Cuba. Let them go to Iran. Let them go to China and see what happens over there. Let them go to any one of those countries. Just send them somewhere other than here. If you don't like it here, we'd be more than happy to help you go somewhere different. And no, we're not going to fly you on an airplane. We're going to put you on a slow boat. Remember, there used to be an expression, the slow boat to China. All right, and what is this? Is this... Oh, wait a minute. I know. Hold on a second. Let's listen to our God lady here.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Now, she and her husband, Nancy P, have a net worth of somewhere around $200 million. How do you think they made that? Was it all him? No. Was it on insider information or things that she could do to help her husband make that money? Oh, yeah. Yep. Keep in mind, they are exempt from the laws they pass. Yep. And that's got to change, too, somewhere along the line. All right, let me see who just sent me a message here. I think this might be one of our friends down there. I don't know what you're talking. Okay, somebody sent me something. I don't know who it is. I haven't got time to look at a link. Sorry. I will after the show, and I'll make a comment after I see that was going on. All right. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back. Good morning, James. Hope you're doing well. If not, you should be. Okay, you guys in the chat room, hang in there. I'll be right there to see what you're up to. Got a bunch of people just chomping at the bit. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale.com or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program of the overnight, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Jeff. That's Jeff in Sarasota that did that for us, and we'll probably see him at lunch today over at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters in Tampa, which is where I will be from 11:30 to 1:30. If you want to stop on by, say howdy, howdy, and enjoy some good food with some good people and have some great conversation, well, we're your call right over there, West Waters Avenue, Mission Barbecue. Stop by. By the way, at noon, they play the national anthem, and everybody stands up, puts their hand over their heart, or veterans render a hand salute to the national anthem. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, this portion of the broadcast brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the Clark Road. There, and take a look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with a red, white, and blue American flag, too. Now, all their shades, their blinds, their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas sealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't want to know you. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You can give her a call, by the way, at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did, and they're great people. You're going to like them. Okay, we are 10 minutes away from the polls opening in Virginia. I'm going to just speak to my friends in Virginia that are listening to me on our two affiliates up there. Number one, if you vote for Terry McAuliffe, you're part of the problem. Terry McAuliffe has shown his true colors, ladies and gentlemen, his true colors. He's calling everybody racist. He's the racist. He's talking about things that Youngkin is talking about. He says, there is no CRT in our schools. I know, I'm a school board member. He's a lying sack of garbage. He knows darn well there's CRT in the schools because he's the one that saw to it the legislation got passed to get it in the schools back in 2015. Don't believe me? Go look it up. Now, Terry McAuliffe is best known for being the chairman of the Democratic Party and helping Bill Clinton get elected. Now, if he wasn't going down the rabbit hole enough already, McAuliffe decided he wanted to put a final stake in his campaign with another divisive message when he complained that 80% of the teachers in the schools were white. What the hell? My God. Whose fault is that, Terry? Now, McAuliffe also said, we have to work hard to diversify our teacher base. Well, maybe they need to be interested enough and think they could make money and want to do that and change their curriculum from whatever they're doing, because maybe they don't want to go there, or at least not in your state, because of whatever the reasons are. So he tries to entice them now by saying, well, if you want to go teach in Virginia for 5 years in a high-demand area, that could be geographic. It could be coursework. We'll pay your room. We'll pay your board. We'll pay your tuition. Any college, any university, or any HBCU here in Virginia. Wonderful. But who's going to pay it? The taxpayers. The taxpayers. Now, the number is fairly close to the general population number, that 80% he threw around, which is about 77% of the teachers are white. But once again, this is just straight-up racist, folks, where the focus of the hiring isn't on who's best for the job. It's the person's race. You want to teach your kids, or do you not want to teach them? And McAuliffe is saying it right then, if you want to think that it's all about race, because that's what the way he made it. It sounds like he's aiming for a racial quota system. That's what it sounds like to me. That's what it sounds like to me. And wherever that's been tried, okay, if the turf rules are equal, that's fine. But if they're not, and you're just appointing somebody to a position because they're black or they're green or they're yellow or whatever the color might be, and they're not necessarily qualified for the job, well, I can tell you from firsthand experience in the fire service, people die because of the inexperience of the person that got appointed to a leadership position, not because of their experience, but because of their color. And there's been numerous occasions of that in the fire service across the United States over the years. Numerous occasions. It's a shame. Never should have to happen that way. It should all be based on merit. You can either do it or you can't. And I don't care what color you are. But you just don't stick somebody in there because of their complexion. Well, gasoline prices, folks. The national average for a price of gasoline rose 2 cents over the past week. It's now $3.40 a gallon. It's not quite that high down here where I'm at, but it's getting there. 1 month ago, the national average was $3.19, and back on January the 20th, when Joe Biden took office, right here in my backyard, it was $1.89 a gallon. Thank you, Joe Biden. And we were energy self-sufficient. We had plenty of gasoline. Where are we at now? Oh, well, we'll just ask Russia and Saudi Arabia to produce more oil so we can have more of it. No, 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 no. No. We have the oil. By the way, Texas is all prepared to go their own route produce their own oil, their own gas, keep it right there in their state, and tell the federal government to go pound salt. They're all set to do it. And I hope they do. Because, again, take a look at the federal government. Take a look at Joe Biden. Is he taking the money that they get from the taxes, the record tax amounts that they're getting right now? Are they taking that money and sending it back to you? No. Record amounts of money are going overseas for foreign aid. Record amounts of money are going for the Afghan refugees and for every other freaking person that's coming to this country, whether from the south of the border, north of the border, or wherever they're coming from. And that's wrong. We need to take care of numero uno first. That's us. That's you. That's me. That's us. We need to be the first ones on the agenda. Numero uno all the time. Everybody else can take a back seat. Take care of your own first, and then they will help take care of the others. But, of course, they're pushing the equality income basis there, where everybody gets the same amount of money. Sure. And, by the way, Prince Charles, what's up with that? Did you see him standing behind the podium when he gave his speech about the economy and how we need to stabilize the world economy and all come together on one economy with a cape? Santa Fe wearing a cape? I thought I was looking at Batman without the mask. Jeez. World's in pathetic shape, folks, but we can change it. We sure can, especially here in this country. And we need to do it today. You need to wake up. These local elections, vote the bums out that created this problem to begin with, and it starts with a D on most of them, Democrat. Vote them out. You don't want them in there. You want conservative, independent, flag-waving Americans that want to take care of America first, not last, first. That's what you want. That's what we need. That's what we expect to get. By the way, here's something for you, a little blast in the past.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
You bet they are. You bet they are. I played that for a reason. Let me do it one more time.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
The fundamental transformation of America is unfolding right in front of your eyes. We need to take that fundamental transportation and ram it right back where it came from. You need to stand up and take control of this country. Go vote today. It's your civic obligation. If you don't vote, you're part of the problem. There. Virginia, good luck. We're talking about your election tonight. Be talking about the New York City mayor's race. Be talking about Minneapolis and the police up there, too. I'll see y'all tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll see you for lunch at Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30. God bless America.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.